Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Good afternoon. Welcome into not Substation 2, but the home of Comer Distributing right here on Highway 21. It is something to see. I've just spent the last hour or so walking around here with Chip Comer, who we're going to be talking with. And there is so much that goes in to getting you a can of beer or a can of whatever, water. It's just unbelievable. Our broadcast, of course, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. So it only took us about, at least a year to try to put this interview together. He dodged me any way he could, but he finally acquiesced because he couldn't say no to Sheila any longer, could you?
That might be right. Sheila's very persuasive, so yes. But we're glad to have you here, Manning. It's our honor to be on Straight Talk with you, and you know it's just great to be a old Rock Hill person talking to the good hometown Rock Hill station. So
Chip, there are so many new people in this community. They don't know me. They don't know you. So this is an opportunity to tell them a little bit about Chip Comer.
Well, not a whole lot to know about me. I was born back in 1960 here in Rock Hill. Glad to be a Rock Hillian, of course. My mom and dad were the same, and their moms and dads. So, you know, both families go way back in the history of Rock Hill. You know, they were hardworking individuals that kind of had a dream to make themselves better, and my dad, he was a hard worker, which I observed all through the years, of course, as a kid growing up, and you know, through school. I went to Northwestern High School, University of South Carolina, and you know, I watched him as a young kid. He worked with our competitor here in town, B&B Distributing, the Bridges's, and he was there for 13 years, I believe, prior to 1971. So, you know, through the years, a lot has happened, but I've been educated a lot, sometimes the hard way, but just glad to be where we are now.
All right, so Leon Comer started Comer Distributing back in the early 70s, is that right?
71, yes, this is our 50th year, so yeah.
And what was interesting, you were telling me that your dad got really his start in working for his grandpa at a billiard hall that was on the old Trade Street in downtown Rock Hill.
That is correct. My grandfather Watkins on my mom's side, he had a billiard parlor. It was called St. Elmo's Billiard Parlor, and it was on Trade Street, which people that have not been in Rock Hill all their lives, older people like us, would not know what Trade Street would be, but it's pretty much where Dave Lyle is, except up towards town a little bit, because the train tracks and all were where the train depot was and all that. But my granddad had a billiard parlor there, and my dad met my mom at an early age after he got out of the Merchant Marine Corps, and he started dating her. He actually met her as he was working on a dry cleaning truck. That was his first job, Sawyer's Dry Cleaners.
Oh, yeah.
And he delivered some dry cleaning to Winthrop, and she was a student there, and that's where they met, and he got her phone number, and you know, one thing led to another. But yes, he did end up racking balls and running the pool hall for my granddad.
So then he went on and learned about the beverage business by working for the Bridges family. Is that right?
He did. He had a short stint in between with Holtzman Bakery. He was a bread man. and delivered bread, and then got on with Dick Bridges Sr. and their first warehouse, which I remember vividly as a kid. It was along the where the train depot was there, and just to down the hill from Trade Street. But started there. He helped with them until they moved into the building, which is now Slow Play Brewing. Actually, I watched that building being built, you know, and when they moved in it. And shortly after that, my dad got an opportunity. The gentleman that owned Schlitz Distributorship here in town, Mr. B.B. Acock, he had had that distributorship since probably right after Prohibition, and he was ready to get out of the business. So my dad worked the deal with Mr. Frank Robards at Rock Hill National Bank, and a handshake deal on one sheet of paper front and back. Those days are gone forever, but anyway, that's how we started Comer Distributing, and we just had Schlitz, Old Milwaukee, Schlitz Malt Liquor, and that was it, you know.
And you showed me the original warehouse, which is still part of this large complex,
right,
which, to say it was a fraction of the size of what you have now is probably an understatement.
Sure. Well, we moved out here in 1976, and this was, you know, way before Interstate 77 was here, and we were on Pendleton Street right down from WRHI, about a block and not even a block away, in a building from 71 to 76, and outgrew that quickly. Schlitz Brands took off and hit that just at the right time, thank goodness, but we were able to build this first facility out here that we thought we would never grow out of, and that didn't last too long, but anyway, things progressed after that. You know, Coors came into town in 1983, about the year I was graduating USC, and things really took off, and additions and acquisitions and other things followed after that, many different brands and companies. There were five different distributorships here in town, and we have acquired three of those. So now it's just us and B&B. So, yeah, there's been a lot of change over the years.
So when Coors came to town and there was five other distributorships, how did you all luck out and sign the deal?
Well, it was luck out might be it. I don't know. My dad called me. I'll never forget it. I was in school, and he said, "Hey, you want to go to Golden, Colorado?" I said, "For what?" You know. He said, "Well, the Coors family have decided to expand east of the Mississippi, and they want to interview us as possible distributor." So I said, "Heck yeah, let's go." You know. So I was probably 21 at the time. And I don't know that I'd ever flown on a plane before, but anyway, we did that, and the interview turned out better than we thought it would, and we ended up with the brand, so yeah.
All right, so fast forward to where we are now. I mean, I don't know how to begin to total all the brand names you have out of these warehouses, but it's got to be hundreds.
It is. It's, I don't know that I can name all of them, honestly. You know, we've gotten into the NA business, non-alcohol products, waters, and things like Arizona tea and energy drinks and good-for-you waters and even canned coffees and a lot of different things. They're a portion of our business, but, of course, beer is our mainstay. We have, of course, expanded into the craft business, and that really took off, I guess, in 09 to 12 when we acquired some brands from other distributorships, and, you know, in between those times and now we have luckily acquired other brands by appointment, and it continues to grow, so, you know.
You know what amazes me is the number of craft brewers that have just popped up in this region, right here in Rock Hill in York County, and then, of course, you look at Charlotte. It also is amazing to me. I don't think I ever realized how much people enjoy drinking a beer.
You know, they do, and I'm glad to see these brewers like, say, Slow Play over in the old B&B building. He's doing really well. Great people. Used to be a banker, you know, and now he's having the ball brewing beer and inviting consumers in to enjoy the product, and it's good to see that.
You know, our mutual friend Eddie Brown describes himself as a recovering banker.
Yes, and a lot of other things. Good gosh, Fast Eddie, he's a character, and we love him to death.
So, with all of these craft beers, if you put them all together as a lump, do you see the craft beer industry getting to a point where it might surpass, let's say, what you sell in Schlitz or Coors or Old Milwaukee?
Well, some markets in the country, you know, the market share of craft is a lot greater than it is here in South Carolina. South Carolina, not so much. But I don't see that happening in the Southeast. I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times before, you know, when products come into the market like these seltzers. And I thought, okay, this might work. It might not. But who's going to buy something called White Claw, you know? But here we are a few years later, and it's the number one seltzer out there, and they're all just on fire right now.
So when these new products come online, like White Claw, somebody comes in and knocks on your door and says, I'm here with a new type of product called a seltzer. Would you like to give it a whirl?
That is true, yes. Now, White Claw is a brand from Mike's Lemonade, which we already had. Their Mark Anthony company, and Mike's is one of their brands, and then White Claw was an innovation for them that they felt would be a good addition, and it has turned out to be that for sure.
All right, I have got to take a few minutes and get you to describe what goes on here in terms of getting the product from Comber Distributing's big warehouse operation here on Highway 21 and I-77 into whatever store people pick it up, because it is unbelievable to me how you do all this. So as best you can, describe how it is that the product gets from point A to point B.
I'll try to make this as short as I can, because I know we're limited on time. It just magically appears. It's like Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. No, the three-tier system, which we have in most all of the country, it is, you've got your brewers, you've got your distributors, and then the retail accounts. And the distributor is the part of the puzzle that really gets the product to the market, allows for fair market to everyone, like these craft brewers. You know, it would be tough for them to go out on their own and get secure space and chain accounts and other stores. So we facilitate that, but it's a process. We're pre-sale, so we sell our product a day in advance.
You have salesmen that go out and do this?
We do, yes. And then the delivery drivers deliver the next day on the truck. So as our day begins, our sales guys are out early in the morning. We start crank up around 5 to 6 o'clock in the morning. Our sales guys are in the market selling accounts. As they're selling each account, they are transmitting through their iPads back to the warehouse, and we build these accounts individually. And our warehouse guys are busy building these accounts, staging it by route numbers, whatever account is on that route for the next day. And we have gotten to be fairly efficient through technology and a lot of things that have changed in our industry. So once our route guys are done with the day delivering, their trucks come in empty because it's all pre-sold. And our warehouse guys are reloading for the next day. Once they're loaded, we pull them out, and stage the trucks until all loads are built, pull the trucks back in at night, park them, and we're normally done by 6 o'clock every day, and that's how efficient it has gotten. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of beer that rolls out of here, and to do it from when the warehouse guys come in at, say, 7 in the morning until 6 at night and have all the trucks loaded and the doors locked, that's pretty quick.
It is fascinating to watch. It's one of these things that I could just sit here in an armchair and just watch for hours on end. It's almost like a ballet. You've got warehouse guys on these forklifts. They're going out and pull out whatever beer they need, and they start building this load. And then once the load is built for the particular customer, it's shrink-wrapped, and it's on a pallet, and it goes into the truck.
Yep, that's correct. And what's helped us, a lot of different warehouse management systems that we've implemented over the past couple of years, and one recently, VoicePick, that has made the warehouse and the loading procedure a lot quicker, a lot more efficient. So, you know, we see the time spent in, you know, before they had pads, so they're looking on their pads trying to figure out how to build these pallets and make the pallets full and what products work with which other products. But now it's computerized. The computer shoots out, you know, the accounts and what beer is going to each account, and it in turn speeds up the delivery process for the drivers. Instead of walking all the way around their truck and opening every door trying to find which product goes to that account, now it's all on one pallet, and it's, you know, that's it. So,
all right, we got to take our mid-program break and remind you that we are listening to Straight Talk, usually live from Substation 2, but not today. We're here at Comer Distributing right here on Highway 21. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. We'll see how good Chip Comer's memory is, because you know what we do at Substation 2, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. You remember the magical line that we do together, 1, 2, 3, slice, slice, slice.
That's right.
Garden. All right, we got it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 4106.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Comer Distributing as we continue our live broadcast for Straight Talk today. Thank you to Charlie Ruffalo for allowing us to go on the road. Chip Comer is with us from Comer Distributing, and boy, this is a real success story. They started as his dad started this business with a chip in tow at a very young age, sweeping floors and doing what have you, and here they are today. I mean, it's just amazing. So let's talk, because I don't think anybody has an idea of the economic impact. Let's just talk about Comer Distributing. Now, you employ roughly how many people?
70 people. We started, back in 71 with five, and two of those were my mom and dad. So I've got a sign in the lobby that I made up. You know, I think of the two men in a truck thing. So the sign says three men and some slits. In the beginning, this is how it happened. So, yeah, 70 employees now.
70 people. You've got how many thousands of square feet of space here have you built over the years?
Well, we have currently, including the offices, about 90,000 square feet.
Just do the math on what the investment is on that and the amount of taxes that you pay and property taxes to your county. Now, here is an interesting factoid that none of us know. Thanks to all the beer-loving people who are out there, and there's a lot of you, you are contributing quite handily to the state coffers. Explain this, Chip.
Absolutely. We, to both. Federal taxes, of course, are imposed upon us before the beer hits our floor. So we are the distributors in the state, all of us, you know, from Charleston to Rock Hill. We sell the beer each month. We collect we write a check to the state every month for the previous month's sales. And beer tax, like every other state, you know, it's a certain amount for each state. South Carolina is one of the higher in the nation. So we, for every case of beer that we sell, and that's a 24, 12-ounce equivalent, it's $1.72.8. per case. So, you know, if we're selling an average of about what we sell each month, and that includes our competitor across town. For instance, a check that we wrote to the state last year to contribute to wherever it goes is close to $300,000 every month.
Say that again.
$300,000 every month.
That's well over $3 million a year just to the state.
Correct. And we're a small distributor. Rock Hill, you know, we're not, well, I'll say not small, maybe medium size. Excuse me. But you look at Charleston and Columbia and other cities that contribute a lot more.
Chew-wee. So we've all been here to enjoy this incredible level of growth, which is obviously what prompted all this expansion. I mean, you need to do this just to keep up with your customers. But do you ever sit back and say, am I going to be able to keep up this pace to meet this growth?
Well, you know, we look back over the years and how we've grown and all of the changes. You know, I equate that to the frog in the pot of water on the stove, and, you know, thank goodness it hadn't got too hot that we're boiling and we're cooked frog. But it's with slower growth, it kind of just comes to you. You know, we have made it and things are working really well now. I'd say more efficient now than we ever have been. Yeah, you know, we've grown to 70 employees. We have all sorts of different positions here that people feel that we didn't have before. And, you know, the industry and the way that it has changed have demanded that. So we try to keep up with whatever the market change is and consumer taste or whatever. You know, we want to change with that.
My guess is, without asking about this before, that when we see the challenges that every other business seems to be facing out there in terms of labor, trying to get things back in sync, that Comer Distributing probably is not exempt from that.
No, we're not. We've experienced the same. And there was a poll out just recently, our South Carolina Beer Wholesalers Association. Throughout the state, there are 100-plus jobs that need to be filled. We have been scrambling to keep people. And luckily, lately, we have hired many, I'd say in the last month or so. Hopefully these guys and girls will stay with us a long time, because when we hire, that's our hopes, always to make hopefully a career for somebody if they really like the business.
So plenty of the businesses that I have dealt with during this pandemic, they've got different stories to tell. Some of them, noticed an immediate dip and then they started to rise and are doing better than they ever have. Others didn't make it at all. For you at Comer Distributing, pandemic didn't seem to hurt at all.
Well, it unfortunately hurt our on-premise business, which is bars and restaurants. And that is tough, because that's one of my favorite parts of the business, on-premise. To see our customers suffering, to see our sales guys, their numbers go from where they were to almost nothing. What we did, we've got about 10 pretty much all the time, full-time on-premise guys, including Columbia. We sell a little craft beer in Columbia. To keep them on and keep them employed, we took an average of their previous couple of months before the pandemic of what their commissions were, and we got a weekly average. And we told them we would guarantee that amount to them each week until we get through this mess. And that's what we've done. Thank goodness now the on-premise is on the upturn, and we have been able to switch them back to their commission-based structure, which they are of course making a little better income that way, but it held them in and it kept their jobs for them. But the grocery store business, the convenience store business, it was consistent. A lot of people were buying our product there, taking it home. But like I said, I hated to see the on-premise business off, and it was off about 35%.
And what you just heard is a locally owned business understanding what other local businesses went through. My guess is the sentiments would have been different were you not locally owned. So good for you at Comer Distributing. Good for you. So, Chip, I can't resist. I saw this out in the hallway. I took a picture of it on my phone. All of us are in sales in one way or the other. And he has got this framed slogan out here that I thought was just as appropriate as anything. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to have you read it, all right, because it's your slogan, and this should be on everybody's wall in any business who's got sales. So go ahead, Chip.
Okay. Yeah, we've had this on the wall for a long time down in our old offices, and we, of course, couldn't let go of this one. But the quote is, "Samson killed 10,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. 20,000 sales are killed every day with that same weapon."
So anybody in sales, that's one for you to listen to. Chip, thank you for allowing us to be here. It's been a great half hour. Thank you for the time that you gave me to go around this complex. It was quite something to see. Good job, young man.
It's been our pleasure, Manning, and thank you so much for what you guys do in the community.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live today from Comer Distributing right here on Highway 21, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Now, Chip Comer wants to tell Charlie his favorite sandwich is?
33, the ultimate.
Now, let's not screw this up now. What do we do at Substation 2? Fresh subs and salads, 7 days a week. How do we do it, Chip?
Slice.
Garden. We're going to get this straight one of these days. All right.
I didn't know if it was twice or three times.
All right, anyway, have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.